Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend bets against your team, end the friendship. Or choose chill because you're drinking Coors Light with your buddy. Coors Light, choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
We're getting you ready for the game on The Build Up with news from around the league, interviews, highlights, and more. Here's your host, Ted Ramey.
All right, what's happening, everybody? We are getting ready for the Sharks to visit the Kings tonight. The first matchup this year between the NorCal-SoCal rivals. San Jose Sharks, the only winless team in the NHL. They have been in it in a variety of games this year. The first game against St. Louis, I don't know how that one got away from them, but it did. The second game against Anaheim, they were there. They gave up a first goal halfway through the third period at home. You would think that would be enough to walk away with a win. It was not, but they were in that game. Game three in Dallas, it goes to a shootout, and they pick up a game, or they pick up a point like they did in game number one. Game number four in Chicago, that was problematic because you saw all the penalties. You saw them fall behind early. They didn't let the game get away from them, but it was still not their best game. The game against Winnipeg is the only one that I've taken umbrage with. Second night of a back-to-back. They just didn't have it early on. Got down 5-1. Blackwood got pulled, and then they had to just weather the storm that is the high-powered team that is Winnipeg right now, and they ended up losing by a final of 8-3. They were in that game against Colorado. Again, too many penalties. They were in that game against the Ducks in their second meeting, and now we are waiting to see what they do tonight against LA. For the first time this year, however, we are going to see a goalie in back-to-back games. Mackenzie Blackwood is once again getting the start in this game. Blackwood was phenomenal on Tuesday night against Anaheim. 39 shots against, 2 goals allowed. The first one he probably wanted back. The second one, I don't think you're going to hold that against him. The third goal was an empty netter. 37 saves, a .949 save percentage, and they are going to see exactly what he can bring to the table in this game. Now, we are also looking at Will Smith being out of this game tonight. This is another one of those planned rest days, which I think is important because he played better in those games after he missed the one against Winnipeg. He was better in Colorado. He was better against Anaheim. And I think they're probably looking at this as, okay, this is a time to rest him, and they can get him for these next couple of games and see if they can get a high caliber performance out of him, which I am entirely for. I think managing the load for these young players is exactly what you have to do in the modern day NHL. So I'm excited for it in that capacity. In terms of other news coming out of this morning, we don't really have much else beyond that. We are looking at a day in which the NHL is busy once again. After just one game on Wednesday in which the Caps beat the Flyers 6-3, today we've got the Stars hosting the Bruins at 4, the Devils and Red Wings at 4, the Panthers will visit the Rangers at 4, Wild at the Lightning at 4, Blues at the Leafs at 4, Hurricanes visiting the Leafs at 6, Avs at Utah at 6, Jets at Kraken at 7, and then finishing off the day, of course, is the Sharks in LA taking on the Kings at 7:30. Did have some interview material that I got into yesterday. I was able to talk with first Vitek Vanacek and then Henry Thrun. Here's Vitek. Vitek, what's going on, man? How are you doing?
Hello. Doing good. Doing good. Can be better, you know? Like, it's still battle, losing games, and then it's not fun. Losing is not fun, but I think we're getting better and getting really closer to get the first win.
Before we talk hockey just overall, I just want to ask you about your transition to the Bay Area, because, you know, you were acquired in a trade last year. Yep. But you were still dealing with injury. How's it been for you living now in San Jose in the San Francisco Bay Area?
You know, it's really good area. I like it. It's good weather. My wife is happy too. So like I said, it's really good area.
It is. It's very nice. And then, you know, one of the first things that I ask all of the Czech players, and I asked Jan Ruda as well, is, have you been able to find a good beer out here that meets your level of approval?
I don't think you will find a really similar beer, but I mean, I can find something to get a little bit close to Czech beer.
So this is the other one I always ask. Do you and Nico Sturm, the German, is there any ever argument over whose beer is better?
No, we're not talking about that, actually. But for sure, Czech beer is better.
That's what Jan said as well.
Yeah.
You know, and obviously you're playing now with a guy that you played with before in Mackenzie Blackwood. So how nice is it to be part of a goalie tandem with a former teammate?
Oh, for sure. I mean, it's great because when you know that guy, so you know how to prepare for that, you know. And then I know him really well, and then he's really good teammate and a really good guy. So I'm really happy we can be together again.
Yeah, it seems like you know, Mackenzie, just watching him last year and the way that he got along with the goalies that were here, it seems like right away, like you guys, you know, it seems like there's a good rapport. You guys are having fun during practice. I know that the goalie coach, Thomas Spear, is a really good guy. He always seems in a super good mood when he's working with you guys, very positive. So it seems like you guys are having a good time.
Oh, for sure. We're having a good time. We're trying to have a good time. You know, like it's like I said, it's tough when you're losing. Mm-hmm. But when you lose the game, you have to forget it right away and then try and then do everything for the next game. So at the practice, you're trying to have fun, you know, because if you don't have a fun, it's going to be it's going to be a tough time.
What do you specifically work on in practice? Because you've played almost 170 games in the NHL. You've been through a lot at this point. When it's practice time, are you working on trying to set up certain plays to work against, or is it just your overall skill set?
You know, just, I mean, you're doing that for so long, but every time you can find something. But I think right now it's just the small things, you know, you're learning and then just preparing for the practice. And then you never know what's going to happen in the game. So then it's something happening in the game and then you get score on. You're trying to work on that goal, like type of situation, what they did in the game. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. No, for sure. You know, that's... Yeah. You know, obviously, if it's something you just saw and you think you can fix it, you know,
yes,
why not work on it? But I think that's always the hardest thing, because goalies, I mean, I can watch a goal and say, oh, well, Vitek never had a chance. That's not on him. But you will probably come back at me and say, no, I should have stopped that, right?
Yeah, I mean, like, how are we saying that? You know, you can save everything. It's just, you know, you have to be on the right time. You have to be in a good spot in the right time, you know.
Yeah.
But like you said, sometimes it's like pass, empty net. You know, it's hard, but you never know what's gonna happen.
No, do you ever watch a replay of a save you made and you think to yourself, I can't believe I made that save?
No, not too much. No, I'm just watching, you know, with, so after a game, like next day, if it's busy, you watch all the saves. And then after that, I just gonna leave it, put it behind. And then if it's win or lose, doesn't matter. You just put it behind and then getting ready for the next game.
I'm always curious for you when you do film review, that's a very different look than what you see during the game. Cause you see everybody coming towards you and everybody going away from you. Whereas the film is that, you know, top down look that's side to side. How do you get the most out of that?
You know, when I'm watching that on the computer, it looks so easy. And I'm just saying in my head, like, why you didn't stop that? It's easy from here, but when you're on the ice, it's different. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, from video, you can learn a lot of things. You can see from the top, you know, like, the difference, or if the camera is behind, you can actually see the angles, if you're right on the angle, if not, you know, if you're too far or if you're too low. So you can see a lot of things on the ice. You can, like, you don't have a time to think about that if you're doing something wrong because it's too fast.
So you're coming back from injury this year and you've looked very good so far. What was the hardest thing for you to maybe get back in your game, because you came out in preseason and it looked like you hadn't missed a beat? You looked immediately comfortable. Was it just a matter of getting back out there into the ice and just getting comfortable and feeling like your body was ready?
Yeah. I mean, that was long injury for sure. But like, I started practicing probably like middle August. I was in San Jose on the ice. That time I was, I think, practicing hard. And then it's easier when you get some this time and then you can practice on that. Like if I get injured in the season, I will be 2 months out and then get back to the season. It's a little bit harder because the games are really fast, so you don't have too much practice. And then I had time to practice, and then that helped me a lot, you know. And then that first game versus Anaheim when I get in the preseason helped me a lot too because it was a pretty good game, so I was feeling comfortable, and then everything came together probably, and then just felt good.
Nice. The game against Anaheim that you had, obviously you were on point. You only gave up one goal throughout the entirety of the game, a 966 save percentage. How validating was that for you to get back into an NHL game after being out since I believe last February and just saying like, yep, it's still all there?
Yeah, I mean it's that's a good feeling. The better feeling will be if we win, for sure. But like after that long injury, I never have that. You want to get that game, and then I was happy. It was in my first game versus Anaheim. But like I said, they'll be much sweeter if it's win too.
Did you, because obviously, McKenzie had a good game last night against Anaheim. Did you talk to him about what you saw in the first game to help him prepare for last night?
No. I didn't say anything. You know, always when it's a game day, you just leave the goalie to focus. You know, try to pump him up, and then you just leave it. You know, I didn't say anything. No.
And then with the other games, obviously, the power play, the team's been taking a lot of penalties and you guys have given up power play goals. That was the case when you came in Winnipeg, Chicago, the same situation, Colorado, another similar situation, even though, like I said, that was a, I don't put any of those goals on you. Those were difficult situations. What's your takeaway from those games and how excited are you for tomorrow night against LA?
For sure, for sure. I mean, we are really excited, you know. Like you said, like it's tough when you're taking too many penalties, but that time we have to learn from that, you know. Like it's a not good thing, you know. Power play, like every team is really good. They scoring goals from that. Like I know I was playing in Chicago, we give up and then they score from every power play except the 5-on-3, I think.
No,
And then it's never good. It's never good.
no, I feel you. What's the messaging been like for the team heading into tomorrow night's game? Because I feel like every game except for the Winnipeg game, you guys have had a chance, even though you got back down against Chicago early, the team
Yeah.
fought its way back in. The Winnipeg one just got a little bit out of hand, but every other game you guys have been there. So is that the focus to be like, we've been so close, we just need to, work on the details, or what have the coaches said?
Yeah, I'm with you. I think every game there was a chance to win, but we didn't do it except the Winnipeg one. That was a tough game, but you know we are so close, and then that's the situation when we have to push and then play smart to get that win. And then that wasn't there. And then of course we're talking about that every single day in the locker room. Coach talking about that every day, but we have to just bring that on the ice and then be smart and then play to win.
Other than McKenzie, were there other guys on the team that you had known before?
Yeah, I was with in New Jersey with Z
Oh,
Zetterlund.
right, Fabian, yeah.
Yeah.
And had you ever met Jan Ruda before?
I met him in Czech, but I didn't talk to him like too much in Czech. I didn't know him like well, but I know him.
Yeah, is it nice to have somebody from your home country on the team?
Oh, for sure. I mean, Jan is it's really good guy, and then I know I like when we are on the road trip. You know I can go with him for dinner, and then somebody else. You know, like a couple guys. So it's really nice to talk somebody in Czech.
Nice. What if you guys go out and get a meal tonight, what type of food are you going to go after?
You know, it's always steak or sushi.
Dude, I would be right there with you.
Yeah.
That's what I'd be going after too.
It's only these two things, you know, like it's what else you want to do? Like you want to feel good, so you're going for steak or some sushi, fish or something like that.
Yeah, no, I'm right there with you. Well, VTech, I will let you go. I appreciate your time. Have a great game against LA and the continuation of the road trip, and we'll see you back here in San Jose soon. All right, man?
Yep, for sure. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Have a good day.
VTech Vanacek, everyone, and all the Czech hockey players are like the best dudes on the planet. It's unbelievable how I've never encountered one that is anything but one of the best dudes I've met in sports. I mean, you can say that about most hockey players, but yeah, whether it's VTech, whether it's Jan, whether it's Hurdle, whether it's Radim Šimek, whether it's Filip Zadina, I mean, just go down the list. All these guys, just great dudes, 100%. And VTech obviously carried that up. Also, I'm going to give you a little bit of my interview with Henry Thrun, and you'll hear more of that tomorrow morning on Morning Tide. All right, we are now joined on the Sharks Audio Network by Henry, a.k.a. Hank Thrun. What's going on, man? How are you doing?
I'm doing well, Ted. Thanks for having me on today.
Appreciate you joining me. I have to ask right off the bat, your first fight in the NHL, how was that?
Yeah, it was great. It was great. It was, it was something that I wanted to do this year and made note to try to, you know, get it done in the first 10 games. Just because I figured if it didn't happen, then it'd be tough to kind of get yourself up to do it. So for me, it was just found that the game had kind of presented itself in that fashion, found that that's an appropriate time to do it. So just jumped in and was happy the way it worked out.
No, it was cool. It was a fun moment. I immediately texted Ruzy and I said, I think that's Henry's first fight. And he was like, yep, I just said that on air. I was like, nice. We got to acknowledge this when it happened. Anybody else acknowledge it?
Yeah. A couple people. I had some texts from some buddies back home who caught wind of it and were all fired up. So yeah, it was fun. It was obviously it's something that I've wanted to do and just, you know, didn't do it last year. And this year was happy that I got my first one out of the way, and I'm sure there'll be more at some point, but it was good to kind of get the first one done.
I thought it was interesting that in that game, you guys upped the physicality overall, and even William Eklund, who's not the tallest dude in the world, but he's stout and thick. That dude's legs are like tree trunks, but he was getting into it. He was up in Cale Makar's face. And then again, last night, like, is that something you guys have talked about, wanting to increase the physicality out there on the ice?
Yeah, always. I think it more so stems from probably just being trying to create a high compete level within the team. I think physicality comes with that, but the first step is probably the compete level. That's more of where our focus lies, and you know, different guys do that in different ways, whether that's some guys take pucks to the net, some guys are more physical than others, some guys are better puck movers. Whatever you do, just make sure you're doing all your best and competing and trying to give the team the best chance to win. So I think with that compete level, there obviously is a heightened level of physicality. So I think when we're being physical, it usually means we'll probably be in a tight game.
I know that Ryan Warsawski acknowledged after, I believe, Sunday's game that he thought that was maybe your best game in the NHL and thought that you had been playing your best game up to this point of your career. What does it mean to you to hear that from your head coach, and do you agree with it?
Yeah, it was great to hear that. Obviously, you know, Wars is someone that I respect and someone that trust his opinion, and someone that I think is a great coach. So to hear him say that, obviously, feels good. You know, there's been a lot of work put in both from an individual and team perspective. So, you know, to hear yourself kind of get complimented on that is always a good thing. So for me, I'm just trying to keep that high level every night and, try to do my best to help the team win.
I noticed when you came into camp that you immediately looked like you were bigger, like you'd hit the weight room. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's been a help for you out there on the ice. It looks like you're a little bit faster in your skating as well. And is that, overall, is that the hard work you're talking about that's allowed you to be more engaged and maybe play your best game up to this point?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, the size and strength thing probably is most prominent down low in the D zone. You know, I think it's something that, you know, some of the older D men, I still probably have some ground to catch up on to, you know, get to their level. But I feel compared to last year, I feel a lot more comfortable in the corners and being able to pin guys and close guys. So for me, I feel that last year I wasn't great at it. And this year I'm able to kind of get the first pin. And now the next step is sort of be able to hold him and fully stop the play up. So there's definitely progress there. I don't think it's necessarily perfect yet, but I feel like I've made good progress over the summer, and it's nice to kind of see it come out in games.
That's Henry Thrun, everyone. Pre-game 7, go time 7:30 tonight on the Sharks Audio Network as the Sharks visit the Kings. For your San Jose Sharks, I'm Ted Ramey, signing off.
This podcast can be found on demand anytime on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app. All music by Yogi Yeah.